you go. That's my thinking. But anyway, I'm real pleased with that that amp. And again, I thank you much for the tube. It really means a lot to me because I got that thing put back together, and it's a good little foot warmer, I'll tell you that.
I'm just glad that you got it and I had it for you. I'm going to tell you what's true, though. I actually enjoyed you just being down here with me, and we sitting chit-chatting like we hadn't seen each other in a month of Sundays. It's just like getting caught back up with a brother or something, actually.
Really enjoyed the visit. I really did. Getting out, walking around, and looking at your property and your antenna farm and all of that good stuff. But I got to get back down there and do that. You're not that far away, so I'll have to do that in the not-too-distant future. Maybe I'll come down there and see what Santa Claus brought you for Christmas.
Santa Claus is going to be all that productive this year. But I have got that two-element quad I was telling you about. I got some more money saved up. Need to go get my conduit right quick. And I got all my stuff that I needed to make it work, you know, machining-wise. Get everything squared away, and then I got the pipe to go on it. Then on my NZEC program, they come out to be 9.8, I'll say 9.75, 9.8, which I got me a 10-foot pole. And then by the time I slide the pole, I can't even think of what I'm trying to say, but anyway, it's going to hold the supports and all. Once I slide them up on and everything else, they'll be around about that length, that distance in between each other. But I ain't going to say a whole lot, but I done finally figured out what I was doing wrong with them quads, and it's a trade secret, Guy.
I'll have to lay that on me a little bit later if you don't want to tell the people over there.
Later on this thing, but I could not. I made another guy a 6-meter one. And I did exactly what I'm telling you about, the way I done. I say Elmer, a guy that's 80 years old, he said, you want to build a quad, you do it like this. And when he told me what he told me, and then he said, you will not have to worry about nothing. So we built one on 10 meters. And we built it the way the man said to build it. And we checked it out and everything, Gary. It's a two-element. They swear up and down you can't get no more about 4 or 5 dB gain out of them. The calculations we done and everything with another guy about 5 or 6 miles away from us, we got it actually up to 35 dB on the back side, and it's sitting around about 8.5 on the front side.
I tell you what, that sounds pretty decent, no doubt. You get that much rejection off the backside, and then the front side got that much gain. That's pretty decent, Bobby, no doubt.
Somebody else come in there, go ahead. We had a three element now, Yagi, up in there. And I had this quad sitting on a 20-foot piece of pipe up in there, 20-foot. We had the three element on 20-foot. And the three element was supposed to have been about 7 maybe or something like this, with the same amount of power, 100 watts, you know, what the radio said, 100 watts. The quad was outperforming the three element. It was just blistering it, go ahead.
I can see where that would happen. Do you remember old Fletch, K4YNG, over here in Easley?
Yes, sir.
Man, he had a cubicle quad up, and mostly he stayed on about 40 meters, but that thing, I'm telling you what's truth. It was a trick. It really did well. And when he passed away, his widow asked me if I'd come over and take care of his equipment and stuff, and we got it disposed of properly for him and for her. And the guy that got the antenna hasn't put it back up yet. So I don't know if he's planning on putting it back up in the near future or not. But I tell you what, I wouldn't mind having that quad that he had.
for you, and I'm with KF4DOS, Gary. Anyway, yes, sir. And I'm just going to tell you, a lot of people talking about these quads, this and that and other, and all this other stuff. And and what makes it so bad is I got this thing to where it's 50 ohms, and then I can use a 2-to-1 band, and the SWR stays almost pretty much the same all the way across the band.
That's what you want if you can get it there. But you know, anytime you go with a multi-band type antenna, you're going to lose a little bit on one band or another. But the way you got yours set up and different antennas and stuff down there, I'm telling you what's true, man. It's really nice.
You was down here, I done put up that inverted L. Man, I've been having a blast since. You tell that gentleman about 160. I've been getting on there every once in a while. One of my buddies sends me a text over in Bulgaria, get over there and talk to him for a few minutes, and then we'll go to 80 and talk for a few minutes, then we'll go back to 40. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, 160, it's a good band. I enjoy it, but it's picky, I think, or at least it is here at the house. I'll put it that way.
I've heard it daily. I ain't got that much noise, Gary. And I went straight up in there 25 feet and then 130 feet out. And I guess if you see where I got it, you start laughing. But it's funny. I just got it up over a limb and straight back out to the outside over here where the field was at beside the house here. On the end of it, I got a piece of Delcron rope tied to it. And then I got that Delcron rope tied to that power pole over there on the other side of the property over there.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with AJ4E and with Bobby. It may not look pretty, but it works, right?
People say I needed 100 radios up under it. I don't get it now, Gary. A man sent me a schematic from Europe. He said, try this out and see how it works. So I did. I wrote it down. And he sent me a picture of it and everything. I got it on my phone. You know, I got that antenna tutelizer now, so it was a breeze to get it tuned up and everything. So it was pretty cool. I got all that thing situated, got it up there, and I got a 60-foot counterpose laying on the ground out there.
You know, that's part of it. If you don't have the counterpoise on there, a lot of them won't work right. And, I just enjoy playing with antennas, Bobby. I know you do.
Blast with them. I sure do. And I build Yankees, I build quads. Well, I'm building quads now, but I've built Yankees, I build quarter wave ground planes, all kind of stuff.
More fun with something I built. It may not look pretty and look store bought and all of that, but I have fun with it anyway, especially if it works.
You know, at first when I started doing this stuff, I kept talking about mathematics never lies. Well, when you start dealing with RF, it can tell you a lie every now and then.
You know what Murphy's Law is?
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
It can't go wrong, it will.
Well, that's right.
For us. As in, what else you got for us tonight?
I don't know. All thing I got, like I said, I got that built. And I was talking about 10 meters a while ago. Yeah, I've been working Asia and Africa and all over the place on 10 meters early in the morning. And then what I do is I start out, I get up around daylight, and I work into on the, you know, on the gray line. I'll be working over in Japan on 40 on a long path. And then even in the evenings, I'll do the same thing. It'll be morning time here, evening time over there. It'll be vice versa when I hit my gray line. It'll be even here, it'll be morning over there, go ahead.
Good deal. And, if the folks hadn't ever done the long path before, you know, it gets kind of, I know it's happened to you. We talked about it when I was down there. But you throw your talking to somebody like over in Japan, and all of a sudden you hear yourself talking. That's amazing.
Time that ever happened to me, Gary, I was talking into New Zealand on their 11-meter band one night when I was being a pirate back in them days. And I was on an Antron 99, and I was talking to a bunch of people down there on the, they was having some kind of net down there, and I was checking in with them down there, talking to them and everything. And when I unkeyed, I heard my voice come back. It kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, that's happened to me once or twice, and it is a sight to behold when you see it or hear it. Yeah, you say, what in the world's going on? But, one's going the short path, one's going the long path, and you get to listen to yourself. And it's amazing. But, Red, you're having a lot of good work on 10 meters, and I've been on 10 meters. I haven't been on 10 meters in a good long while. I tried to get on old Jack, KJ4BKI up there at Rock Hill. He's got a 10-meter net that he calls, and I tried to get on it a couple of times. And I don't have a vertical up for 10 meters, and most of the people up there around him on that 10-meter net are vertical, and I was horizontal. And he couldn't hear me for some reason, and I guess the polarization was just that far off or whatnot, but I could just barely hear him. He was way down in the mud, so, you know, it was probably on both our things, and the band might not have been open real good or something, I don't know, but it looked like I would have been able to talk with him that close.
What you're talking about is an echo effect, when it sounds like you're in a drum or something, when you hear your voice coming from both directions. Yeah, I've actually heard it just when it just wraps around the whole thing, and it sounds like, I don't know if you ever heard Doppler radar. Your voice will be scrambled, but you know it's your voice. I mean, it's intelligible, but not 100% like it is here. That's the long path. Now, when you sound like you in a drum, you're listening to yourself on either path, the long and the short. Oh, I was going to tell you, I just finally got my contact. The guy just finally confirmed EXOM. That's over in the Middle East over there, KYRGYZSTAN, Stan, Kyrgyzstan or something like that. I just looked over here and he just finally confirmed it. So I just about, man, I'm up to almost 330, I think.
Tell you what, you stay on the radio a lot more than I do. I don't seem to have that much time to get on the radio, but glad he finally confirmed that, and that's another good one to put in the logbook, as they say.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody's going to get Scarborough Reef, because I don't think anybody wants to sit on the top of a plywood board on top of a rock while the water's beating them down trying to make a contact. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I might do it in the summertime if it was warm, but I don't know that it would be fun even at that.
Now, listen, the other day, I meant to tell you this, too, last week, but I forgot to. It's been about 2 weeks ago. I was sending some CW. I was talking to a guy over in South Korea. And then I was looking at the CW. Somebody posted North Korea on FT8. I'm just wondering if that was the truth or if that man's still alive. Go ahead.
I don't know, buddy. Your guess is as good as mine on that one. I don't get on FT8, so I don't know about that. But, let's hope that he is if it was for real.
Things a minute off, but it'll be all right. This is AJ4EM with KF4DOS, Gary. Like I said, anyway, I mean, I'm working a guy in Korea over there. His name is Song. And I don't know why people make fun of people sometimes, but anyway, he had got upset and he said, I'm going to CW. Well, I couldn't bust through the pile up on the sideband side, so I called him down there on the CW side and worked him. So Man, oh man, that was a good contact. But then when I was sitting there watching the DS cluster, that thing popped up P5, and I'm like, dude, if that's the truth. See, you know, over there, Kim Jong-un, I don't know if you've seen that article that QRZ put out way back yonder. He said if he catches anybody on the radio, he's going to hit them, behead them, or whatever you want to call it.
Great. For DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net. Well, Bobby, I don't know. I don't keep up with that. I have enough trouble figuring out what I'm going to have for lunch tomorrow.
Anyway, I think there's a break out there. Go ahead, break.
Hey, R4 ECW. Let me step in, guys, in just a minute and see if I can make contact and I get out of the way. W4 SBX. KR4 ECW. Still on the count. 4 SBX. KR4 ECW. Step in there and see if I can make it. Appreciate it. KR4 ECW. That was good.
You ain't closing it out yet, have you?
Not yet, Bobby.
Well, see if somebody wants to check in. Go ahead.
There's no check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Quebec 4. Yeah, this is Jose. I'm in Taylor, South Carolina. And sorry about last week. I was checking in on a handy-talky, so that's probably why I couldn't hit the repeater very well, and I was coming very staticky.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KQ4YQI. That's Mr. Jose over there in Taylor's. Well, Jose, you sound like yourself now there, young man. You're booming in here. Sounds like you're sitting in the room with me, but, you know, every once in a while we have a little problem, especially if we get out there on an HT and get off that X. It makes it hard to get on in and make a good conversation or whatnot. But that's okay. We got you in, and regardless of the situation, and appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. 73 there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Appreciate you calling the net for us as usual on Wednesday night. Running late as usual, if you will, sir. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. Hope to see you on Saturday morning. 73 to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. And Mike, hope to be there Saturday, and look forward to helping out at the test session, and then we'll go from there. But look forward to being there. I hadn't been there. I missed it last month, so hopefully we'll get back on our normal schedule. But you have a great evening, and thanks for checking in with us tonight. Back over here to AJ4EN, Mr. Bobby, over there, or down there in Aura. Bobby, who else have you talked to that has been a lot of fun?
Well, early in the morning, like I was telling you, I worked long path. Actually, I was going to tell you about this one while ago. I about forgot about it. My longest contact on long path now is a French station from here to France on a long path. That's 20-something thousand miles.
Around the world good, ain't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I talked to a French station the other morning. I was on 20 meters. I was actually talking to them all day over in Indonesia on the long path. And then that French station come in there and said he could hear me good. When he come in there, he's like 5'8 on the long path. And I'm pointed down southwest. You know what I'm talking about, long path over into Asia. Well, he come booming in there too. And I mean, he was just as strong. And then the Italian station come in. And then the Italian station, well, I'm further than he is. And I said, no, sir, you're not. I said, France is further than his sequence.
Well, you know, some people don't know their geography too good.
Well, I was just, oh my goodness. When that joker come in, I was like, I could not believe it, to be honest with you. And I'm trying to look back here and see where that call was. I know I got it wrote down somewhere, but, yeah. And the other day on, was it 17? Yeah, I think it was on 17. I worked China on 17.
I've been on 17 a good bit, but I haven't worked anybody like that on 17.
I was working, matter of fact, I worked the Philippines that day. I worked Vietnam, Philippines. I worked Japan, and then I worked China. All in the same evening. It was on the gray line.
But you get lucky on that. Of course, you got you watch all the DX clusters and all that. I don't do that. I just get in here and turn the knobs. Maybe I need to get my computer set up where I can, get my Innovato world clock. Well, I got it set, my world clock set up, but I don't pay no attention to the gray line and, that sort of stuff. But maybe I need to get paid more attention there, Bobby.
I believe in them clusters. Oh, here it is, right here. I got it wrote down. It's Fox 5, Papa Yankee, India. And I got a check beside of it, and I got a long path wrote down. I worked them on 14207 at 1335 in the morning.
Yes, I tell you what, congratulations on that. That's all I can say.
Far from me, if you were to pop that call sign in and look on, I'm going to look at it again right here. Let's see, Papa Yankee India. Let me hit that thing again right quick. All right, that was Larry. I know his name was Larry, but I'll try to remember the details again. All right, it's actually, let's see, yep, 20,428 miles on the long path.
Tell you what, yeah. That is a super good contact, no doubt. And you might put that down, see if you can better it. I don't know how you would do it, but that's something to behold there, Bobby. It really is.
Check here right quick, make sure I ain't telling you no lie, because I work Australia all the time on the long path, trying to see, now that ain't but 15,000 miles, so I'm good there. I done busted it by 5,000 miles there. Go ahead.
I beat that. But that's good, and like I said, I got to get back down there to see you. I'd love to see that inverted L you got put up and see how it's working and that sort of thing. But anyway, I'll tell you again, thank you so much for the 572B. Got that installed in that amplifier, and it's working good now. Bobby, it's getting on to this time next week will be Christmas Eve. What do you think?
Thought about that, yeah, another week. You're right, we'll be showing up. Lord have mercy. Yeah, it's getting upon us, that's for sure. Ain't going to be much longer. Saturday, I got to go with my son to pick up the grandbaby some Christmas gifts. So he's in a bad way right now. He's kind of got laid off, so I'm going to try to help him out with the kids, get them situated, get them some Christmas, because I hate to see them go without it. Even though I know what Christmas really all about, some people think it's about gifts, but it ain't, go ahead.
Bobby, no doubt about it, but we need to take care of the little ones when we can, try to keep them as happy as they can be. And when something like that happens, you know, it makes the whole family kind of depressed a little bit, and they get out of the happy spirit, and it's always good if we can do something to help out. But I wish you a lot of luck in that respect there, young man.
And that mobile of mine, I know you've seen it and everything. The other day I went out to my truck. I meant to tell you about that one. K3CWB, that's a moth over there in Australia. I got in my truck and was flipping through the 20-meter band right just for a minute. I heard him talking, and I hollered at him right quick, and he came back to me. So 100 watts in my truck, and my truck wasn't even cranked up or nothing, so I'm sure it wasn't putting out quite 100. But he said he heard me just fine, so I was tickled to death about that one. Go ahead.
I get a bigger kick out of making good contacts mobile than I do sitting at the house. You know, I got the amplifiers and stuff here in the house, and I don't have one in the truck. And of course, I do have the 480HX, which is 200 watts, but I don't run it wide open. I run it about 180 watts most of the time, and, you know, I'm not pushing the finals too hard on it. But you're right. If it ain't cracked up and running, that it pulls it back.
14-volt alternator in there now. It's 100 amps at 14.3 volts it puts out. So most of the time, it keeps everything percolating pretty good there, Gray.
Hey, Bobby. Well, let me get on here and let me see if I can try get another check-in or two. If not, I'll close the net out. Somebody else might want to use a repeater. But good talking to you, Bobby, and I don't know that I'll get down there before Christmas, but I'll get down there after Christmas sometime, and hopefully I can get there before the new year, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens and if the creeks rise too high. But enjoyed it there, young man. Look forward to doing it again, and I'll come down and spend some time with you.
Hi, Gary. Well, you know you're more than welcome anytime. And I think I'm gonna jump down here on 40 right quick, see if my buddies over there in Bulgaria are around anywhere. And I know I'm over here VK6 CQ and a couple others in Africa, so that's pretty much a given. So all right, I'll catch up with you later on. K4DOS, I don't know why. But anyway, KF4DOS, AJ4N, have a good one. God bless. 73s.
Okay, Bobby. You take care, and we'll do it again soon, I hope. We'll say 73 for now. God bless you there, young man. We'll talk to you later. All the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
I have a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is KQ4GIV, Dale in Capabella, and I have really enjoyed listening. Y'all two gentlemen talk about ham radios. I'm not much in technical, but I have really enjoyed listening to y'all.
Well, Dale, I appreciate you coming in there and letting us know that. We enjoyed having you listen. Anytime you want to jump in, come on in and do your thing there, young man. Holler at us. You're welcome. You know, there's a couple of things that ham radio operators like to do. One is eat, and the other one's talk. And me and Bobby love to talk. Anyway, glad you enjoyed it, and hope we helped you out with something, maybe, if some of our shenanigans can help you out anyway. But appreciate you coming back into here from Campobello.
GIV 73.
73 there, young man. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other check-ins or any other comments, call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up this evening, it looks like. I appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the Rag Chew and checked into the net with me. Had a good net tonight, enjoyed it, and as always, and look forward to doing it again next week. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and we'll close the net out. There you have it, folks. Had a grand total of 60 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS Clear.